Hey, my nigga.
What's up, my nigga?
We hanging in. Okay. Tell me all about
it. I'm hanging in. Okay. I got a question about limitation. Does a limitation in humans, does it come from the field?
No. No. It comes from the quantitative capacity of frequency. Okay. When you have hungry people. Okay. We got this. We can do this. Do you know the movie Inception? Have you seen the movie Inception?
Yes, sir. I saw it a while ago, but I remember it
very. Yeah. What happens is people that go to watch it, if you're sensitive, you'll go to sleep because the suggestibility of the whole movie is going to into a dream. Okay. Do you remember the movie Waterworld?
No, I don't remember that movie.
Yeah, it's an old movie, but if you go see Waterworld, it'll make you thirsty. It's all about water. They ain't a strip of land on the whole damn movie. Or you go to the snow movie where they have the snow, the James Bond, it'll make you cold. Those vibrational conditions hook you into that place, and it becomes a feeling. Sometimes scary movies will do that. If it's really scary and not just cheeky scary, you know, like Scary Movie, that's funny. But if it's really, really, really has that... the gravitas of something morbid, sometimes that can be unsettling, that makes a frequency. So what you're talking about is like the less than or the lack or the not work out or can't get no pussy, can't get my life right, can't get a house, can't keep a car, can't keep a job, can't get rid of this, can't get that, all I can borrow is trouble. Gloom, despair, and agony, deep, dark depression, excessive misery. If it wasn't for bad luck, you'd have no luck at all. Gloom, despair, and agony on me. You got to line up with that. For that to be true in the case, you got to hook up with that. Otherwise, hey, Jack, guess what? Otherwise, what? Everybody would catch the clap. You see? You gotta hook up with it. You can't just walk. You can't just go, okay. We defy you to go try and catch the clap. You can't do it. If you're looking for it, you'll move it just, it's like the beach ball in the pool. If you're splashing to get the beach ball just goes further and further away from you because you're splashing to it. But if you'll be still, just really perfectly still, the beach ball will come to you. Every time.
Ooh.
Amazing. Sooner or later, if the pool gets filled, the beach ball will go to the stairs and you can pick it up. It's crazy.
So the limitations are coming from others. So the limitations basically come from other people.
The vibration of limitation is around whomever it's around. And if they're around it and you're around them, then you'll pick up on that too. Now, some people do it. Now, Bob can capitalize on it. He smells it. It's like smelling fear, like a corporate raider. He'll go looking for problems. He'll go looking for trouble. He'll go looking for pension funds to rape, pillage, and steal. You see?
Okay.
But he has the tactile advantage of being the dark soul. And here's what's fun about it. He's fucking these people to death, and he don't even care. It's the craziest thing in the world. He's slaying them. I mean, chopping their heads off, ass cancer, got body parts falling off, taking over their foundation, doing all this crazy shit you'd never believe it. 10,000 years giggling all the way through. He don't even need nothing. He's good. He's like, oh, well, why not? Why not? If not, why not? And it's like, okay, let's go. So that's fun. That's fun. Because it's not necessary. So he's in that frequency that allows that to flow to him. And what he's done is he's found a way to be perfectly still and let it come to me. Do you know what a Venus flytrap is, Jack?
Yes.
What is it?
It's a thing that flaps, traps flies, right?
Well, it's a plant.
Oh, the plant. Oh, yeah, with the, it looks like a mouth and shit. Yeah.
It's got a mouth, and what it does is it lays there with its mouth open and has a little scent to it, a little sugary scent to it, and flies just find it absolutely delicious. It's a little bit sticky. Well, of course, a fly is going to go, that's what the constipated fly always said, you know, I expect not he'd go land on the Venus flytrap, and then the trap closes and catches it and eats and actually digests the fly. See, that's what Bob does.
Mm. So the frisky
lays there with his mouth open until the fly lands. And you know what he says? He said it's in the Bible. It said he was a stranger and I took him in. That's what Bob does. He was a stranger and I took him in.
Mm. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so I'm going to read.
Yeah. That's what that is about. That is what that's about.
So, I mean, it can't be called a patience thing because there is no time. So what is the process from setting something and catching up to what you're doing? How do you track it so you can align it?
Well, you don't. You have to displace it. We'd say, ask Bob, and Bob said, well, you can't care. You can't know anything. You can't believe Thompson. You can't believe Thompson, even though it's a quadrant, even though you can't believe Thompson. You have to let it be proved out one way or the other. See? You certainly can't believe LaRouche or McLuhan, for Pete's sake. McLuhan didn't even know what the fuck he was talking about. But you can use that to parallel from a frequency standpoint to sometimes validate where you are. Okay? It goes like this. Do I have it just the way I want it? Well, not quite exactly. Okay. Am I mad because I got a warehouse full of product? No, that's a good thing. That's a blessing to have product. No, I need to sell the product. Well, if you do, you'll just buy another warehouse full of product. So balance your stage between here and there. What you really want is the flow so it can go out and come in and go out and come in and go out and come in from that conditioned response. You see? See, if you're going to have an active dreamer, what you got to have is somebody that's got to be asleep.
If you want to have to do something, that's going to be asleep.
If you're going to have an active dreamer, somebody's got to be asleep.
Okay, so that's why it's important. That's why you say, like, the gratitude can switch that frequency. You use the example of a warehouse full of product. Oh, I'm thankful to even that I have product to sell.
Even if you ain't selling it, you're still thankful you got it. Because if you sold it all, then you'd be mad because you got to get some more. They wouldn't be fast enough or good enough or quality enough. Mm-hmm. Blah, 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 blah. Or you get a warehouse full that hadn't sold it, and then you're mad because you're having to pay to keep it. See, it becomes a balance. Balance, 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 balance. Right? Yin and yang. It's the up and the down, the in and the out. See? Every good erection begins with contrast. Otherwise, you'll never get your little man full of blood.
Okay. So the attitude of gratitude, it's something. It's not necessarily something that you say. It's something that you feel, and you can kind of feel, like, you know.
Yes.
I don't. You know.
That is one of the actual emotions. It's an emotion where you appreciate or have abject, onus desire completed. You know, the satisfaction, like if you get a really great, you know, like a really great burrito. You ever had a really great burrito?
Yes.
A really great burrito. And you eat it and you're like, the guts all hanging out, stuffed like a stuffed pig. You couldn't move. You just wasted, miserable because you ate so much. And it's like that satisfaction to go, ah, wow, that was great. That satisfaction point, that's an attitude. That's actually an emotion. And that's what we're making reference to, like that. Because you know about that, you see. You see. Or like when you get a good drink on, but now not enough like you get sick with it, just enough to get a good drink on. It's good to get that because then you kind of get all easy. Not when you got, you know, projectile vomiting and stuff. We're not talking about all that. Just before that, you know, when you're just really good and crunk, when you're good and crunk up, when you got that going on, it just feels good and you don't have a care in the world or a worry in the world. It's like, you're floating like that right before you fall asleep. Now, not when you wake up with the headache. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about that the bliss part where you have no regard. See, no regard is an emotion. You see? See, and that's why it takes more and more and more alcohol to get the same amount of pleasure center or high. So you have to drink a lot to get where you used to. You could drink one drink. I mean, you know, Bob can smell a drink and he'll fall out, but some people drink four or five drinks just to get warmed up because they're used to it, you see.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the point. It takes more and more and more to achieve the same euphoria because you knew what it was. Now you knew what it was. You knew what it was. See? It's like premature ejaculation. It's like premature ejaculation. We get all excited and it's so exciting and it's like, can't control yourself. But after you do it a little bit, you get good at it. You can hold on and you can wait. Go right up to that edge. It's like right there. Oh my God, I'm going to ease up and wait and wait. Then you go back and go some more and you build up. Then finally, at some point, you just got to let go. It's over. It's through. You're done. You're toast. But you can go a long time building up to that crescendo. You see, the control is a very powerful thing. And also the pleasure centers that it releases and the interaction. It's even better when you're actually with somebody else, obviously. Although we got some handsome autosexuals among us, Jack, but it's better with, we think it's better with others, but. Y'all do what you want to do. We don't care who you sleep with. As long as you're getting your dick wet, we don't care.
Okay. So it's the balance. It's the being able to have the gratitude and find the balance where it's almost like the feeling when you say you have the burrito, you're not thinking that you're going to say, oh, my God, this tastes so good. It's like you eat it, then it's like you get that feeling. So it has to, the gratitude almost has to become, like, automatic, like where it's not a thought.
Autonomic. A degree of satisfaction. You're used to being satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
You're not used to going to bed frustrated. You're used to being satisfied. See?
Mm-hmm.
And once you get used to it, you wouldn't want anything else. You want that. That's a great thing. That's fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
See? But you're used to it. So it's not a big surprise. To have an orgasmic experience is not a huge surprise. That's kind of pleasant. It's like nice. You see? But you're used to it.
Okay,
if you never had sex before, it'd be a downer. You're like, fuck, I never had this before. How have I lived all this time and never had that? Like that. Use it and make it quantitative. We'll help you with it. Try it a little bit.
Okay.
We'll play.
Okay.
Come on, homie. We got all right, you.
Thank-